At times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Trouble. thinking about you and I. I said I've been there too a few times. 'Cause you got that James.
You're listening to WM.
Hello.
I'm not afraid of you. without you. Nobody needs you. Nobody's gonna die for you.
Since 1959, the West End of Kingston, Jamaica has throbbed with a musical beat, excitement, power. People hearing it became pulsating, almost religious beats.
Thanks for tuning in here on WMFO. This is Charles Rambino on the mic, subbing in for the illustrious Tortellini Tom. Hopefully he's listening. Probably not. And go ahead. Who do we have with us today?
I believe I was named as Big Mac.
Big Mac Attack?
Sure.
And I mean,
my DJ name has not been solidified. It needs some work. Next time.
Well, what do you think?
For now, Big Mac Attack.
Well, let's figure this out. Like, what do you want out of a DJ name?
I don't know. Childish Rambino just hits all the points for me. You know, that's like an ideal DJ name.
What are the
name.
Points?
Like, makes no sense. Is funny. Is memorable. I know you now as Childish Rambino. You know,
distinctive.
I wouldn't say the same about Big Mac Attack. That's
not very distinctive at all.
It's Bush League, you know? That's like first try on the spot.
Yeah, it's not even Bush League. That's just like single A, you know? Hello. So, today we've played for you a few tracks that we pulled off the wall, literally. We found some LPs sitting on the wall up here in the studio, and we decided to play these songs. The first of which we played for you was, we're pulling this out right now, it was an album by Martin L. Gore called Counterfeit. That song we played for you was called Compulsion, and unfortunately I can't really remember what the song sounded like, because it's been like seven songs of random, but always nice to hear a brand new song that you've never heard before. One that people probably haven't heard in a long time. Like, when do you think the last time someone's listened to that album was?
That's a good question. That is a very good question. At least, at WMFO, I doubt that song had been listened to or played ever, if not once before.
It didn't come up in the playlist archives. So, like, literally, it hasn't been played before.
It's from what, like, 1989, and I bet it was acquired at some point and thrown on the shelves, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a promotional track, which means...
Really?
Yeah, well, read the front. It looks like it's a track that came out before the actual album was released.
Well, this is a full album.
Yeah, or an album. EP. Like, it was
an EP.
So it was released for publicity. Like, they're trying to send it to radio stations to get them to play it before the album drops.
So maybe it was sent out in 1989.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Vintage stuff.
Yeah, like, Warner sent this out to trendsetting WMFO to try to persuade people to listen to the songs.
Hey, that's actually a good thing. And I think something that I was interested in, we briefly brought up the topic of, is that the status of WMFO, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my mind, as a tough student, like, WMFO is a cool thing. It's fun to have a radio show, you know? And, like, I'll tune in very rarely. you know?
Like, yeah.
Over the summer, I tune in for 5 minutes on my commute. But during the school year, you know, I'll probably be, like, super bored and have nothing else to listen to have to tune into WMFO, which is kind of sad, you know? Like, not that it's
not a good
station.
You wish it was more appreciated.
Yeah, not that it's not a good station and that, you know, people don't play good things or it's not interesting, but just, like, its presence doesn't seem, like, super...
Yeah, it's not the first thing in your mind. Like, you go, I want to listen to music. You don't go, oh, let me turn on the radio, WMFO. It's like, you have your other things going on.
Yeah.
The question is, was there a day at which WMFO was the premier way of listening to music? Like, was it a popular thing?
I mean, like, I could see it. I could see that being, like, especially before, like, streaming and all this, you know, before technology gave us access, like back when people used the radio often, you know, imagine there were no Spotify, there was no torrenting, there was no downloads, no iTunes, you know,
you listen to the radio, you listen to your CDs.
The only collection you have is your CDs or cassettes or whatever.
Yeah.
And the radio. I feel like that's when, you know, a WMFO like station, like college radio stations must have flourished.
But there are plenty of other radio stations on the radio. So, like, that's no guarantee that people actually listen to WMFO. It's just that people listen more to the radio.
Yeah, you're right. Even now, when I do have to listen to the radio, there's only a few stations I even consider. You know, even back when I listened to it more often, you know, I found a few that I liked and listened to just those. And if I were a tough student, I would listen to WMFO. You know, why not?
I mean,
it must have been popular around here. I'm talking about popularity just within the Tufts community.
Yeah.
I imagine back when radio was a bigger thing, the Tufts community had WMFO on a lot more than it does now.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that. Like,
I bet it's true. I do believe it.
You believe it.
I both like to believe it and believe it.
We could definitely talk to someone about this.
I'm sure.
Someone knows. Like, this wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. It's 20 years? 20, 30 years ago? 30 years.
Yeah.
What? This Martin Allegory EP came out, what, 1989? That's like 28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
July 15th, 1989.
You know, it's funny.
A month and a year, or
every time I turn on WMFO, the times that I do, the last thing I want is to hear a bunch of random dudes talking about.
I know, I
like,
agree.
Random BS.
It's just like, fuck this. Just play some music. It's like, why else would I listen to the radio?
Yeah. You think I want to hear your voice? Yeah. You think I tuned into WMFO to hear your voice?
Yeah. Like, no, get off. It's like, just play some music, you know. But at the same time, like I said earlier, like, if all we do is play music for all the entire show, like, every show, all we're doing is just, like, perpetuating our vague taste in music, which is not, you know, not a bad thing, but also, like, not an original thing.
And you want to hear some context. Like, I mean, the fact that we are saying stuff about this music that we're playing informs what it is. Like, someone could have heard that music before and be like, what are these people's music tastes? And then, but now that we tell you, it's like we just pulled them off the wall 5 minutes before our show.
Yeah, and to add further context, the second song we played came from an album called Churchical Chants of the Nyabingi, which was a group in Jamaica who played a 7-day-long concert in honor of President Reagan visiting Jamaica. And it was during a time... On the album cover, you can see it was during a time of great dispute over something. It says, Reparation, One Heart.
I don't think it was in celebration,
America,
really.
America, yes. Jamaica, no. You know? Like, there's a big sign in front of this, like, raggedy-looking village center. Like, something was going on. There's a good story behind that music, you know?
There's something political going on.
Yeah, like, the music itself might not be particularly breathtaking or, you know, like, out there or progressive or even trying to do anything.
Yeah.
But, like, you can see just through the album that there's some real stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Maybe that's why we have to talk about it.
Otherwise, our wonderful listeners would not know. our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
Our wonderful, wonderful listener.
Whom we appreciate for listening. Thank you, listener.
As you fall asleep and leave it on for like hours, you wake up to some random people talking again at 8 a.m.
Damn, I could have sworn these people were talking 5 minutes ago. 3 hours later. All right, so enough of our chit-chat. Now that we've thoroughly proved that this is pointless, we're going to play some music for you in just a brief moment.
We're trying.
We'll get there. And here we go.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, okay, then there's a story that a lot of us been through at one time or another, one kind of way or another. About a cat running around town, and this old lady think she don't want him around, and a whole lot of people from across the tracks are putting him down. Well, nobody would want to face up to that the cat has something, but clearly everybody's against him because the cat might be a little bit different. So he goes on the road and be a voodoo child. Come back and be a magic boy. Right now we're tuning on him and waiting down the train station, waiting for his train to come in so we can do his thing. Well, I hear my train coming, hear my train, hear my train.